Authorities are asking for the public's help to locate two missing persons in Stark County. 21-year-old Steve Thomas Jr. was last seen Monday morning, leaving a home on Mount Pleasant Street Northwest in Plain Township. He is black, 5'11", and 260 pounds. Thomas does not have his medications. In a separate case, Jackson Township police say 15-year-old Lakram Hassan was last seen Tuesday morning at Glen Oak High School. He is 5'9", about 150 pounds, with brown eyes and black hair. Anyone with information is asked to call Jackson Township Police or the Stark County Sheriff's Office. A Summit County jury has acquitted Ryan Schaefer of Canton in the shooting death of Derek Mackey. Tuesday, the 30-year-old was found not guilty of murder, felonious assault, and firearm specifications in the November 2024 incident in Akron. Schaefer testified he acted in self-defense after Mackey pushed him during an argument outside his ex-girlfriend's home. Prosecutors pointed out that Mackey had not acted on previous threats and noted text messages Schaefer sent saying he planned to shoot Mackey. Schaefer said he was concerned for his daughter's safety as Mackey had left a rehabilitation program that day. The Summit County Medical Examiner's Office and Richfield Police are investigating a fatal crash. 80-year-old Terry Gribble of Maslin was involved in a multi-vehicle accident on I-77 South around 5:30 Tuesday afternoon. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Additional details were not immediately available. Breeze Airways is expanding at Akron-Canton Airport, adding nonstop flights to Savannah, Georgia, starting May 7, 2026. Flights will operate on Thursdays and Sundays, giving Northeast Ohio travelers an affordable and convenient option. This marks the 15th nonstop destination Breeze offers from CAK, joining cities like Orlando, Las Vegas, Charleston, and Myrtle Beach. Allegiant Airlines also offers nonstop service to Savannah, Hilton Head from Akron-Canton. A drawing was held Tuesday to determine the winner of a West Township trustee race. Candidates Elton Lowmiller and Martin Merrick each received 299 votes on Election Day. They met at the County Board of Elections, where each name was put on a piece of paper and placed in a jar. Board Chairman David Johnson pulled the paper, naming Lowmiller the winner. There will be an automatic recount. Glenn Whiteleather was the top vote-getter with 306. Incumbent Todd Wright had 274. Recounts were also ordered in races for Fairfield Township trustee and United Local School Board. A man has been sentenced in connection with a human trafficking investigation. 29-year-old Antonio Mitchell of Youngstown was sentenced by Columbiana County Common Pleas Judge Scott Washam November 19th to 9 months in prison with credit for time served and 5 years of probation. He pleaded guilty in August to engaging in prostitution. Authorities say Mitchell controlled a Youngstown woman, arranging dates, keeping the proceeds, and posting her on prostitution websites. Austin Town officials gave an update today on the Saturday explosion at Phoenix House Senior Living Apartments. The blast on the fourth floor injured 13 people and forced dozens to evacuate. Authorities say it was likely caused by natural gas, but the source and ignition are still under investigation. Residents who lost access to their apartments can contact Property Management for housing or moving help. The American Red Cross has provided more than $40,000 in aid, with additional support coming from local organizations. Austin Town police are securing the site, and unauthorized access could lead to charges. Insight Hospital and Medical Center Trumbull in Warren has suspended operations, saying hurdles and barriers from the Ohio Department of Health have made it impossible to continue. The announcement came this morning as the hospital stopped taking new patients. ODH confirms it moved last week to revoke the hospital's state license, citing heating problems and a failure to provide appropriate patient care. Insight disputes those findings, but admits the regulatory issues have affected its federal CMS certification. The state says the revocation move stems from violations that date back to March. The hospital's future remains uncertain. Two companies are asking the Ohio Supreme Court to keep alive their case over a proposed AI data center in Lordstown. Bristolville 25 developer and BHGH Properties want the village to review and act on their plans, but Lordstown officials tell WFMJ-TV the proposal is bare bones and missing required engineering information. The companies argue the village is wrong to demand additional materials before engaging an engineer and note their project dates back to October 20th before the village passed an ordinance banning data centers, which won't take effect until December 4th. Trumbull County judge has sentenced a man to prison time for a 2023 crime spree. Tuesday, Common Pleas Judge Sarah Kovor handed down a 9-year term to 51-year-old Harold Michaels of Warren. He also was ordered to pay more than $10,000 in restitution. Michaels pleaded guilty in July to 2 counts of burglary and 3 counts of breaking and entering. The crimes occurred in Champion and Howland townships and involved multiple garage break-ins, the theft of tools and other items, and the theft and burning of a vehicle to transport stolen goods. Michaels was arrested in October 2024. A wanted man is in custody after a standoff in Harrison County today. Deputies responded to a mobile home on Tappan Sio Road, where Justin Stapp of Belmont County allegedly fired a weapon. Multiple agencies helped secure the scene, including the Belmont and Jefferson County Sheriff's Offices, the Highway Patrol, and St. Clairsville Police. After an extended negotiation, Stapp surrendered to law enforcement. No one was hurt. Stapp was taken to the Harrison County Jail, and charges are pending. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.